prepárense, que llegó DJ 5. ¡Vamos allá!
Iba aquí una loca que estaba bien loca con otra loca. Yo tenía una loca, Rulay. Yo tenía una loca, Rulay.
Mi Sosa. ¿Y qué fue lo que hiciste? Te llenaste de odio, pues te la bebiste. Antes tú privabas de buena y ahora te explotas. Tú supiste. Me doy una novia,
envidia.
Te compro una ropa,
envidia.
En la discoteca,
envidia.
Tu nombre es fulano y tu apellido envidia.
Ay.
Pero niña, traga lento y haz tu vida.
No te sofoques, que te va de un teque.
Mi amor,
no te sofoques.
Baby.
On bitches as hard as I can, eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain.
Máximo Productions on the building.
Chapman Tech, Chavín J5, Frank Alito, Chelo, and Joe the C. Mars.
Ooh, you almost forgot her name?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah, yo iba a decir.
Hi, guys.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Chapman Tech, once again.
Chapter 2.
Episode 2. You get Chapter 2.
We're back.
Dile, Frank, ¿qué tú me tienes, Franco? Dime, háblame,
Frankie. Frank. se ve de presión.
No, 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 lo que está pasando es that we're in the middle of the Boston-Cleveland game. What's this, game three? Is this game three or game four?
It's game four.
It's game four, right? Yeah, because they won the first two, then the Cavs won it. And the Cavs, they're going over right now. And they're messing up my ticket, and you know how that goes.
Oh, nice.
Apotate, tú apotate algo ahí.
Apotó 100 pesos.
¿Cuánto?
And they're winning, and I picked Celtics with the points.
You got to give up the check next week.
Yeah, whatever. We'll win tomorrow. Whatever. But, yeah, how was your guys' weekend? How did everybody enjoy everything?
It was good. I had a good weekend. We had great feedback, you know, episode one. So.
You're officially been a dad for a week. How does that feel?
Eso!
I haven't slept.
Huh? Welcome to the club, bro.
That's done with, my brother.
Yeah.
What's sleep? What
it's
is all
right, that? Though. It feels good. I'm doing it for a good cause.
So good cause, yeah, good charity.
Have you got the 3 o'clock in the morning cry?
No duerme de noche.
Uf.
No va a dormir.
Eso está fuerte.
Yeah.
Eso está fuerte.
What about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good, bro. Hice pal de todo. And it was just work, grind, and hustle, yo.
That's it?
That's it, bro. That's it. ¿Qué más que hacer?
Nah, that's what's up. Jodeci, talk to me.
So, I went to brunch on Sunday.
Oof.
That sounds interesting.
I got home. I studied. Went to work.
Brunch on Sunday. Tell us, where'd you have brunch?
I went to Arca Lounge.
Oh, I worked there.
Oh, okay.
She went to Arca. Pero háblame de ese Arizona event.
Oh, yeah. No, but that was Thursday.
That was a pop-up shop.
Tell us about the pop-up shop.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. The line was around the corner.
Like, ooh.
I saw some sneakers.
La Liga de Wefe.
They had some fire sneakers.
They had some Nikes there.
It was so dope because they gave out Arizonas. And then when you went downstairs, it was the cherry blossom.
Oh, so they were giving out Arizonas for free.
Yeah.
Not even for a dollar.
Not even for a dollar.
Damn, I wish I was there.
She had the off-white Arizona half and half song.
It was fun though. You guys gotta go to more pop-up shops and more art events.
Yo, I don't have a life. Yo, all I do is go to work and go home. I
mean, but that's everyone.
Yeah,
you gotta take time out to do things that you like, bro. All right? That's what she's trying to tell you.
Oh, I'm taking this from somebody who made it. Déjame mejor callarme.
Any current events, guys?
Stupid.
Current events?
Anything happened this week that we want to get into off the bat?
What you got going on this week, bro? Where are you going to be at? Do your plugins.
All right, this weekend I'm at Playroom Saturday.
Ooh, that's fine.
Thursday, where I'm at Thursday. I got to check the schedule.
No,
for now, that's what I remember. Oh, and Sunday Altus for the brunch.
Yo, pero, being that we were on sports, how about them Yankees, though?
Yankees are killing it. Right? We spoke about them episode one, but they're still killing
it. Yo, so. I mean, it hurts me for the other teams, bro.
And Golden State,
it's gonna be another Golden State Cavaliers.
No, you wish.
Ooh.
You want Boston to go?
Of course I want Boston. You know I hate LeBron James. We already established
you that. You're right. We did.
He officially said that he's a LeBron James hater.
I'm official. That's it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right, sorry to disappoint you, bro.
Pero nah.
2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Cavaliers up 106-95. You done.
Anyways. Okay. Joe to see.
Yes.
Háblame. What's going on this week with you, though?
I don't really have much plan.
No?
She just goes to work and goes home, bro.
Tomorrow we got an event. We're going at Jack Daniels doing an event at Inwood Bar and Grill.
I will be there.
Guys, go in. Lambert if you want. Open bar for a little while. Mozart La Parra's performing.
Oof.
Lenny Santos is performing.
Ooh. También.
DJ Anthony is bringing the 22, the Rusty 22, por si acaso.
What? Por si acaso something jumps off?
Por si acaso pops off.
Chambea.
Hala.
Between Brands and Anthony, no hair products.
Ooh. Ooh.
They got the wigs on the low,
my nigga. How y'all gonna tell them that they spent all morning on the hair, bro?
What else? What else could have been? So, a couple of videos dropped this week, right?
Cardi's, which I like a lot. It was just a song. Cardi's, Be Careful, which I happen to like a lot. It was very well shot. The concept was great. It ran with the song.
Mm-hmm. Anthony, could you throw that on by any chance?
No. So Cardi's, Be Careful.
Be Careful.
I love it. I like the way it was put together. And then she came back to Instagram and she was like, I'm gonna kick y'all with this one.
She dropped the video. Preg. She looks super.
Yo, she's
preg.
Part of the Fat Boys right now,
she
bro.
She's about to pop any day.
Yo, thank God. Speaking about Cardi, thank God Offset is alive, bro.
What happened?
Offset got into a very bad accident.
That was recent?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of that. I was like, what?
Yeah, he got into a really bad car.
I didn't understand the image I was looking at. I was like, wow.
Yeah, bro. It was a nice throwback car. It was like a lime green and a black American muscle car.
That was a Challenger. Huh? That was a new Challenger.
It was it? I don't know.
It was a Hellcat.
I'm just glad dude is alive, bro.
Yeah, it was a Hellcat Challenger. So that you know, we don't know details, but I'm good. I'm happy. He's happy.
He's alive, bro. Cardi without a big woof, esa tipa se vuelve loca. Yeah. Her first kid, and it's not like the tigre lo botó. El tigre se murió.
No, it didn't happen.
Pero tú te imaginas.
Jesus Christ.
God forbid.
Eso es una patilla fuerte.
Oh my God.
So let's get into some new music, man.
What?
You want to go straight into the lit? Lit or shit?
The
you
want to go? Let's get out the way. Is it lit?
So what we got? What's the song?
All right, the first one is Lil Baby, right? Featuring Drake.
Oh. Yeah, man. Good
job. Song is called Yes Indeed.
I like this one. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Weezy out of here.
The dash is digi, the schedule busy. My head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie. My cousins are crazy, my cousins like Boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her, look up, cause it's snowing in Tussies. Booked for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, this shit going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy have made me. And she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Your Money Records, the Army, the Navy. It ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors they never.
I like Lil Baby's part though. That's the controversy right now.
That's the controversy.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
Skip to it.
You want me to skip to it?
Skip to it.
Nah, hold on,
because you brought it up.
You gotta listen to it.
Okay.
Cardio glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got on waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them youngins come and finish you. Blow you being charged here, jewelry like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you.
You'll
I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like off from the 80s. Men Dre by the drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight to the street, man, I'm caught from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on them, baby.
That was it right there. I'm gonna go back to it.
Wham, wham, wham,
bro. I like it.
Wham, wham, wham.
Pero the part that you picked out that said it was bomb.
I'm not saying it's bomb. I'm saying it's a controversy, which is like funny to me. The wham, 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 bitch, I'm the baby. That's kind of funny.
How is that controversy? You can't even.
I'm saying it's like funny, something you could talk about.
Claro. Yeah, because you know that's what you'd be hearing at 3 o'clock in the morning now.
All right, so is it a lit or is it shit? Talk to
I
me.
Think it's lit. I like it. I like it. It's lit.
It's definitely trapping Checha material. Super
that's
lit.
It, bro.
It's you know lit. What it is? It's just Drake at the beginning. That's it. That's all you need, to be honest.
So like you like El Drake?
I feel like I've heard it before, though.
You heard it before?
The style of it?
Yeah, like the
yeah, we know that.
Of course, yeah. You know,
Frankie sounds disappointed.
He has a little before his name. We know we heard it before.
Lil Baby's coming up, though. He's on the come up. He's from Atlanta.
All right, so what's the next song?
Just saying. The next song is Dinero, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, DJ I want to hear this one.
Cardi B.
This is the one I want to hear.
Me and Benjamin Franco stay at the bank.
Did she call somebody a banko?
She just told you a word.
Oh, it's some money.
J-Lo. Another one.
Me and my man, we stack it up to the ceiling.
More
it's
money.
Oh, they performed this live, didn't they?
Let me finish.
More money.
Every day I'm alive, I make a killer.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I swear I'm gonna get it.
Yo quiero dinero.
Ooh.
Yo quiero dinero.
Money talk, but my talking bilingual. I should be cuffed though, cause I don't do singles. In love with the money, so no need to mingle. Just back it up, hot talk, yeah, back it up. Holla at that if you acting up. You ain't got that, you can sit with us, yeah. Design the frames, make you double take. Ben and Andy on a double day. Grand just hit me, said he on the way.
We get the overall shit.
I like it.
What you think? What you think? Is it a little or is it a shh? What you think?
What? Tú no oyes esa tambora, que tú no eres dominicano.
Frank, what you think,
wait,
Frank?
You gotta hear Cardi's part.
Hold up, Frank, what you think? Okay.
Play Cardi's part.
Never up in my face though. I just want my money. Chips, guac, and queso.
She made it better.
It's my dame un beso. Dominicana dripping the sign. I got the juice, no tropicana. I got the box that got the most flavor. Big fat cat like in the bodega. Still making money move. Tell me what you think. Merengue to the money. Bachata to the bank. It up. I'm nice sofrito. I need my money, yo necesito. I told ya, I'm Chef Selena. I back can a bitch like Serena. We need the guap, run up in the spot. Put it to your head like, give me what you got. Two bad bitches that came from the Bronx. Cardi from the pole and Jenny from the block.
I like it. Anthony, you mean to tell me you won't play this in the car by yourself? With nobody listening.
Is it a lit or is it shit? That's the question.
It's trash. But
you think it's trash, Jodeci? Yo, Cardi and J-Lo, check this out. I like it. Just like I like Mesia and
Eric Crespo.
Eric Crespo. I support, yo.
Right, we support. It's not about support. It's supporting.
If we're feeling a song or not.
I like it. But I'm outnumbered, though. All
right. So when the song comes on, you're like, what the fuck is this?
At the beginning, yeah.
Because that was my reaction.
It threw me off.
But as soon as I hear Cardi, I actually like it.
But that was my reaction to like it like that from Cardi.
Cardi when it was like, yeah. She kind of saved the song.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
You think J-Lo's trying too hard?
Right quick, I'm going to throw on a song for you guys.
Which
you probably heard it. It's all over Instagram. I just want y'all.
Is this opinion. Is this a new song that we're gonna judge right now?
It's Dembo.
Okay,
it's
Dembo. Throw it on.
El Singong, 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 El Singong,
Oh, by the way, it's lit. It's lit.
Wow.
Frank el más perro del grupo.
I like him though. That's my guy. That's my guitarra.
Yeah,
I like the way he starts his videos. When he goes, tú estás grabando. Sí.
¡Oye! Oh, that's my guy though. That's my guy.
Tú le das, tú le, Frankie, tú le das el baby wipe a eso.
Que sí. Pero ve acá,
yo, pero que es esta mierda. My nigga.
Uepa.
I want to go to one more song. I got one more
song.
Let's
go. Let's go.
One more song.
One more song. One more song.
Quítame ese video, por favor.
The last song. Name of this is Guatemala.
Yo, but I want to know her name.
Sway Lee and Slim.
Or his Jimmy. Name.
Seen the way you're talking to me last night.
Sway and Slim. That's how I call it. Song is fire. This song is fire, though.
Molly. It was way more than a $2 holler.
Is this a lit or is it shit? Tell me.
This is lit for me. I don't know.
You heard it before?
Yeah. Do it on my jet. Let's keep
watch the beat drop.
She wants me to. She ain't even in denial. Wanna make love. She ain't even in denial. We can get
away. The club, they turn the lights on.
That's when you turn on all the lights and you be like, oh, yo estaba bailando con ella.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. News alert, news alert. Cavaliers just beat Boston.
Yeah, we know.
Oof.
Oh, you already got the update? Okay.
How you feel about that, Frankie?
I mean, they did what they had to do. They defended their home. Now let's see what's going to happen.
Wow.
That's two in a row.
I like that response from Frankie. I'm
telling you, bro, it's going to be the Warriors.
About the Cavs winning? Wow.
Cavs Warriors again, bro. Same shit.
Joe, does he?
Is this lit or is this shit?
What do you think about this song?
Is this shit? Yeah, right. That's a good question.
Do you like it?
It's lit. Summer vibes.
You like it, Cinco?
Yeah, it's lit. For me, it's lit. Yeah.
I gotta hear it in my car so that way I can make that call.
I like it.
Eh?
I like it. I like it a lot.
You like it?
Yeah, I like
yo.
It.
Yo. And I know song. We avoided it last week, but I'm going to talk about it this week because it's a hot topic. It's all topic. Over the news, and I think this is something that we should address, and I think we should get it out the way now. They are going to legalize marijuana in New York.
Yes, well, they were talking about it.
Well,
yeah.
Well, what I heard is that they said that what they want to do is de Blasio told the cops not to arrest anybody doing any public smoking. I'm against that whole thing,
mm-hmm,
because of the fact that it's gonna create a situation. We're already in a point where the younger generation, they smoke weed and all that in front of kids. Like I'd be at the park with Marvin and they're just there doing them. They're not even being discreet. So it comes a point where it's gonna be like a sinvergüenzería, you know what, mm-hmm, I'm saying? That's what I'm afraid of. Like, do you all day, whatever you're trying to do. But in the comfort of
just
your
respect,
house,
yeah,
so, you
exactly
know what I'm saying? But
I agree.
I mean, I don't even want to see public drinking. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that's amongst our culture is accepted. People drinking beers on the street and all that. But honestly,
look at Jodeci's face.
That don't even look that good either when I come around the block. You know what? I've gotten mad loitering tickets on some. Oh, I don't know what's in that cup, so hold the ticket. Just because I was drinking a Hugo in the street, because you're putting yourself in that situation when you got to punch people on a corner, doing things, you know what I'm saying? So, with that said, I wouldn't. I'm not for the whole just letting people smoke in the street.
What you think about this, Jodeci? Honest opinion.
I'm not a smoker.
I know, but what do you
but
feel?
But you're a choker.
I am. But,
she's a what?
A choker.
What does that mean?
You said joker. You didn't say choker.
Ooh. I think they're going to get that whole gang.
Oh, wait. All right, I'm going to bring it up.
You're not a smoker.
Like I was saying.
You're not a smoker.
Like I was saying.
You're not a choker. I mean, you're not a smoker.
Let her finish. Let her finish.
Uh-huh. And I feel like when it's available for everyone, like people are not going to care.
Cinco, what do you
people
feel about this, bro?
People are gonna disrespect and everything.
Honestly, what do you feel about this?
Are you a smoker or a poker?
I'm not. I used to smoke a lot. I was a heavy, not a heavy smoker, but you know, I was.
Una para la mañana,
I was a social
una para
smoker.
Lunch.
I was a social smoker, but I stopped. I have a while without smoking. So, what I think about that is, it'll be good if they actually take it to like a business level, where they can like open dispensary shops. And
that's
stuff
what
like
they're
that.
Gonna do. That
if they do that,
time.
Then yeah. But that I'm with Frank with the smoking in public and smoking people's, you know, kids' faces. I'm not with that.
I save mine for the end. You gotta because I agree.
Yeah, you gotta like. You're gonna smoke somewhere where there's no kids around. You're not disrespecting nobody. Cause I hate cigarettes. That's my stuff. I despise that shit.
Bro, I think marijuana has been illegal for so long that when they say tú lo puedes fumar como cigarrillo, I'll still feel wrong doing it.
I mean, no, but it's about having vergüenza because it's like you're not gonna tell me that your mom is at the window to think about that.
You're like, mommy,
you're not doing that.
The ice cream truck is coming. Tírame dos pesos.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Lo más feo, you talking to a guy and he just smells like straight bud.
Oh.
Well, some girls like that.
It's weird. It's weird.
It is.
I would rather my man smell like cologne and his balls are washed.
Oof. I thought you were going to say I'd rather him smell like cigarettes. I was going to be like, no.
No, not even. No cancer sticks either.
Tampoco. What if he smell like, what if he smell like dulce?
Dolce & Gabbana.
What if he smell like beer?
I would rather him smell like dulce.
Oof.
Wes, so with that said, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. But I mean, we're becoming a really, really liberal. Look, one thing when we started the show, I said we really want to
stay away from politics.
I don't really like that like.
With that being said,
like we can't get to the point where it's just like, oh, just everybody do whatever they want to do.
Okay. With that being said, there's a video out on YouTube. It's from last week. This is last week news, but. That Yanni and what is it? What's the other name?
Yanni and Laurel?
Yes.
How do you heal Laurel,
saw that,
though?
Saw that?
How?
I saw Laurel. I heard Laurel.
I didn't hear it.
Okay, so you see gold and black with the black and blue dress.
Bro, I swear to God, I heard the video like I don't know how many times and I heard Laurel.
What do you hear, bro? Goodfella, what do you listen?
Oh,
what back out, Goodfella. Back out, Goodfella.
That's what
ladies and gentlemen, this is Goodfella in the building. Back out. I gotta ask you the question, bro. Come here. Date rápido. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know this gentleman right here, this is Mr. Goodfella. We've had shows with him in the past, but
I feel like I shouldn't have sat here. I feel like me
votó. Pero
alright, so going back to the question, what did you hear?
Yanni. Yanni.
Yanni.
I heard what I'm supposed to hear.
You're supposed to hear Yanni.
Yeah, I heard Yanni.
But some people, because of frequencies, perceptions, they heard Laurel.
Can you play it?
You know what's crazy?
And you said you heard Laurel, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I heard Yanni first, and then it just like turned into
this Laurel. Is the thing.
But did you hear Laurel after you saw the interview about what it was?
No, I didn't even see the interview about what it was.
Oof. This is the thing. My mom has this weird washing machine, right? And it says whatever you say in your head. It's weird. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, I agree.
It's like it'll say Elmo, or it'll say hell no, or it'll say no. Like, it's crazy, bro. And it just does wing, 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 wing. And then if you repeat the word in your head, it's crazy. Wing. It's a mind fuck.
Nah, I do believe in that.
What? In what?
What you just said?
It's called
hearing?
No, if I put a suggestion in your head, you're going to hear it.
Okay.
It's like suggestion. Like if I taste them, it tastes like peanut butter. It tastes like peanut butter. When I sell liquor, I tell them, oh, it tastes like strawberry. Oh, yeah, it does. I taste it. Because it's suggestion.
I'm not gullible like that. I'm sorry. If it tastes like shit, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, it tastes like caca. No está bueno.
But like, no, it's only that.
Are we going to hear...
Let's do the Laurel or Yanni thing.
I don't have the audio. I have to like convert it. Take my time. With that being said, we can carry on.
With that being said, I want to carry on to today's main topic. Now, we were supposed to be having a couple invited guests here. One of them is busy. Two of them.
You're good for this one.
Two of them are DJs. Thank God I just got an epiphany, and I think we're on the same track that Mr. Goodfella's here, so he could help us. Do this. Which our topic for today was how has the nightlife changed in the last 10 years? Now, yeah, there's a lot of questions.
Eso está fuerte.
But wait, I'm not going to go there. We have a room full of people of different ages. Me and Anthony and Brands are closer in age.
Here and goes Jodeci. Like, why are you always bringing up the age card?
That shit is annoying.
Because you're not going to know the difference if you weren't there.
That's
so
true.
With that said, you'd be like, oh, that happened then. And this, like, I want to hear your input
Now without asking for her age.
We already established her age.
Oh, yeah, I established her.
It's 24.
Yeah. Well, I don't
know. 24.
Okay, so yeah, there's a good 5 years difference there.
Yeah, so, and I'm 33. And you know what I'm saying?
El viejo del show.
You proud to be old.
Grandpa.
You should be.
I'm proud to look this young and be old.
Okay, nigga, I like that.
That picture this morning, you was looking old, bro.
it was the morning. Like, y'all be mad
live. Yo, we be at 6 o'clock in the morning. He can wait.
Cinco's like 35.
And I'm not with that.
I'm 28, bro. Stop playing.
So with that said, good fella, and even like Anthony could chime in too, because Anthony... Since I was going to the team parties at Inwood Manor, if you weren't there, it's because you were probably too young.
Oof, that's
when I was balling out, got with the 2 liter sodas.
Avalon.
If you had the 2 liter sodas on the table, you was doing it. Anthony, am I lying?
Exit.
I'm 100% right. So when I'd be like, yo, shorty, we got the sodas on deck. Había un calor de pinga. Super hot there. But then if you check in your jacket, you would get it stolen.
Bottles of water were like $5.
So you couldn't leave the jacket. So I had the Vanson.
You're talking about like 13 years ago. That's not even 10.
Bro.
Probably more years.
And I don't know if you remember that incident, Anthony was there. I think we've reached the statute of limitations. We reached the statute of limitations. But I think my cousin pulled the gun at Incendio.
Oh.
He couldn't find his jacket. He couldn't find his jacket.
That's a story.
The Vanson was stolen. We couldn't find it.
Wow.
He told Incendio, yo quiero mi chaqueta. And he had the rusty 22.
Bro.
You know who you are. Chino.
Bro.
You know who you are.
That's the era.
You were there, Anthony.
That's the era where. if girls, like if you invite a girl to the block and then they ask you if there's milk crates there for them to sit down. Because remember, there was a milk crate era. Everybody, yo, si tú no tenías milk crates on your block, tú estabas jodido.
Nobody was showing up. 3XYT.
Hey. Oof. Those are the good. Tráeme para atrás.
Those were also the time where Anthony started losing his hair. Along with Brands.
Wow.
He had the Nas.
Yeah. just to let people know.
But maybe, Capel, you have some questions. Our guests are on the way. They just hit me up that like they're 2 minutes in commute.
Nice.
I can answer some questions now that I'm here. How I feel as the nightlife has changed. Just some of my input is like we went from really big rooms, obviously, to a lot smaller lounges. When I was first clubbing and promoting all that, it would be like 1,000 people in a room.
I remember those.
And that was big. And with a lot more people means a lot more money. And I mean, I remember that the person that would do the cashier for our door, he had like a security with the thing on him and all that. Because to carry it to the car, era una fundazo, like a fundazo de dinero. Money.
Yeah, there so was money about, made. And there was no hookah back then.
No, there was no hookah.
Yeah,
that's
straight drinking.
Which we could segue into a whole other thought about how that's getting delegalized as far as...
Yeah, that's it. There's about to be no more hookahs, bro.
They're about to be...
Thank God.
You can't smoke it in the club.
Right? I want to see what all these young heads are going to do after they lose their hookah.
It definitely becomes a problem when it's like, that's your decision maker. Like, if they don't have hookah there, I'm not going. Like, that's kind of corny for me.
But you see how they
do this, bro?
I'll
tell you what the major change for me was when I started realizing that maybe either I was getting too old for the game... Or, like, times were just changing, and that was the fact that nobody dances anymore.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't happen. Well, at all.
But that's New York, though.
No. Let's not go there.
It's uptown, bro.
Because back in the day, you used to go to Jets, and you used to go...
We're talking about different eras. I'm talking about
the Luna
now.
Jets
now they don't dance. They just want to stand around.
He's asking me about the changes.
Okay, yeah.
Over
the
years, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that was one of the major...
That is a major change.
Like, change, you know, that like people don't go to the club to dance anymore.
They just go to smoke,
you know what I'm saying?
Drink.
They just go to basically pop bottles and stand in a corner.
And that's great because the club can save money. They don't have to get a cabaret license.
Actually, you don't need a license for that no more.
Yeah, they changed, took it off. They changed that rule too.
I remember when the Vice Squad, they used to come into clubs. Remember that? The cops, the firefighters, the building inspections, they used to come. They still do that?
They still do that.
I'm not going to mention no names, but they used to have to hide me from the marshal.
I was just about to say that. Why? I have a story.
Because I was underage and I was a promoter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, Frankie. When you started, you was like 15, bro.
I don't remember my life.
You was like 15 in the back of Jet Set, up in the roof.
I don't remember my life without a club. No, when Jet Set was popping, I was already 19, like, my first ID said phone company. I got it from Seaford and 189 St. Nicholas. I was 22. I was 22 when I was 15 years old. And imagine if I look 22 now, how I look.
I didn't have a fake ID, so I just had. I had to be hidden. I had to.
Where
be
they? Where they used to hide but you at the hookah closet?
Behind the bar.
Oh yeah. Behind the bar.
Back in the day, wasn't that big an issue with security as far as having fake IDs and all that? They let you rock.
I know. I used to do security at that time. I was a nightclub security bouncer or whatever.
So from that perspective, we could go into that. I feel like back in the day, security used to knock out people more. And they don't really do that.
Wow.
No,
that's a fact.
That is true.
That's a
fact. I have to agree with that.
They're afraid of the video and all that and the snap.
Remember that conversation that we were having to get everybody, we've witnessed crime. At the nightclub.
You want to know why they stopped?
I've seen Chelo like on.
You know
what?
You
want to
know why
Dynasty.
They stopped? Hold up. You want to know why they stopped?
Who you
why
see me knock out? People out? All right. Este tigre está loco.
Go ahead.
You want to know why they stopped knocking people out?
Why?
Because they started suing the clubs.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. 100%. That's true.
So yeah. So basically, Mr. Danny S and Mr. Triple Threat, thank you. Welcome for being on Trap.
Thank you.
Chicha.
We really appreciate it.
Heard you.
Currently, we're speaking on life. The difference in the nightlife over the last 10 years. We discussed how, you know, we went from big, big venues holding 2,000 people to now lounges at 200. Chelo.
Sorry.
¿Qué fue lo que pasó?
I can't say it on that shit.
Wow.
But there's no
problem. Aguanta presión, homie.
Casi se
broke the couch live and direct.
We're back. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, Chelo,
so good, man. LMP got money, yo.
For the record.
LMP got money. His new couch is coming in tomorrow.
She was
right,
there first for the record. You were sitting there first for the record. It was broke before me. Nah, I'm just a clown. Just don't mind me.
Go ahead.
All right, Frank,
so,
go ahead.
So Chelo gave us his perspective as a bouncer. I said that back in the day, the bouncers would knock people out more.
Yes, we used to.
Like, people were afraid. Like, me being a doorman in a lot of venues now, there's like no respect. Like, if I tell somebody to take their hat off, they want to fight me, they want to go in. But before, I would have just looked at Chelo, we would have rock 'em, sock 'em, robot, and you'd have never seen me again.
Yo hablo con la mano.
But now, because of all the Leos and, you know, summonses and suing and stuff like that, you can't really get down like that. But we just basically want to know what's your guys' perspective and the biggest changes that you guys seen over the last 10 years.
Danny has minus 3 because he...
Yeah, but that's an even bigger thing because
that don't matter because that.
I mean, I was here when it was hookah.
It was the same.
Yeah, it was kind of the same.
It was the same.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, let's say 2008 versus 2018.
There was actually party goers, dancers.
Yeah,
not standers and go buyers. What word you would describe?
Bultero.
2008, I was a minor, by the way.
Bultero.
No, there wasn't no chapeadoras or bulteros in 2008.
I think there was always a chapeadora.
Yeah,
no?
But there's always chapeadoras, but the title wasn't around.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. What were they at that time? Gold diggers.
Gold diggers.
Gold diggers. They were called gold diggers.
Cueros.
Cueros has been around since D.C.?
Cueros and gold
thinking
diggers.
Before Christ? I mean,
well,
B.C.?
Well, I remember.
You said D.C., bro.
B.C.
I remember Piano Bar and Dykeman. You could bag... choppy, what would be described as a choppy at this moment
for chopped cheese
with a bottle of wine, my brother. I was bagging,
you know, they rang back a Piano Bar.
Yo, like the wine put you to sleep, boy. That shit still does it to this day for
what?
$15. Like, what you mean?
Which one?
Wines,
oof,
bro.
The one from Walgreens
standards got higher because
yo
of Instagram.
Me dio un solo humo con wine.
Standards got higher because of Instagram. That's what really happened.
Yeah, that did. So, Instagram would be fed triple. Any ideas? Anything
yeah, I was just about to ask you.
Yeah, the game's changed a lot, you know. You DJ nowadays and you don't DJ for the people anymore, and you do, but you don't DJ to make them dance anymore. You know you're doing your job if they pull out that phone
and do the booth
and they start taking videos of themselves singing the lyrics, smoking their hookahs, you're having a drink.
That's when I press the drop three more times so they can
do
the fucking
fact.
Yeah, do your plug in.
If I see your phone, I'm pressing my drop.
The whole video. Danny is here.
Facts. I even talk on the mic when I see people recording.
That's a fact.
Talking on the mic. Nigga, your only plug-in.
You already know Sundays every trip.
What do you guys miss the most if you had to pick something?
Big, big, good-sounding clubs where everybody danced.
Real asses.
Bring real asses back to America.
I want to get into...
Pero natural, mujeres natural, cuero natural, todo.
I think, and I wanted to touch on this from the promoters aspect, because again, we've gotten the security, we've gotten the DJs. From promotional side, because that's what I started in. I've actually worked in every aspect of the club from the coat check up. But I think what happened was when they turned.
I'm sorry. So you did the bathroom attendant?
No, I didn't do the bathroom attendant. Okay. I did the coat check. Stop lying. At Avalon.
I did give you $1 one time for giving me cologne and a napkin on the way out.
He turned
on
the faucet for you?
Nah.
He turned the water on. And passed
I don't know
me a napkin.
Promoters that did though.
He showed me gum once.
Yeah, I remember that was an Amber room.
I know bus boys that became DJs in up now too.
Danny.
That's crazy.
Then yes, that was an Amber room. Remember that he was the bathroom guy.
Nah.
Okay, sing it, Frank. Sing it. So you worked your way up.
I think it was Tete, if you ask me.
Tete. What's Tete?
It's called Fuck It.
But see,
that was another spot he was working in the bathroom.
Nah, by then I was ready up.
Let me stop.
But one thing I
see where I get the chain shot from now.
Yeah, this is the chain shot.
Yeah.
One thing I have noticed, and I think it was the promoter's fault, was when you made the bottle poppers, you turned them into promoters, because basically their motives are different. Because when I came up, right, the promoters were a little more educated. They were a little more seasoned. They knew how to run
promoters
the business.
Promoters are hosts now. How did that happen?
We're gonna segue into that.
You did. That, right?
We're gonna segue into that. Well, I'm not gonna knock the hustle.
How much Danny been got, thinking
man?
About
got,
this since
we got
last
hours,
week.
Man. We
but,
got,
but we're gonna segue into that.
We actually got 1 hour.
But basically, when you have people that like, so our objective, I didn't make a certain amount that night. I was tight. Like, yo, we gotta hit this number. I wanna hit this number. Now what you got, I feel, is a lot of promoters who were once just party goers and figured, well, I'm gonna be here anyway doing this. So as long as I come out, you know, even with my hookah smoke and my drinking, then I'm okay. So that diminishes the value of the party. You feel what I'm trying to say? Like, you got a lot of people that just want to be there just to have free drinks and hookah. And I feel like that's what the results are going to get.
That's always been around. Promoters, there's some people that do things and do it for opportunity. And then there's other people that do it for a lifestyle. So there's people that do it for a lifestyle. They want what comes with it, and it's like the fast money, the girls, the drugs, whatever, and basically making your own schedule, and you know.
I think
people want that lifestyle. Sometimes it don't even be about the craft. They just want the lifestyle.
I think one of the good examples of that is certain DJs with the lifestyle where they would give up the money and just go for a hookah and a bottle.
Exactly. There's people that do things just to be on the flyer. Like,
it's crazy, bro.
They're more of a model than they actually are a DJ. We're not going to go there.
I won't say any names, but I had a DJ once tell me, I'm fine making $150. I bought me a pair of sneakers.
Wow.
See, that's when it
gets... He told me that.
Well, like, wait. Right. But there's people that do... Those people that really do that, though, they do have a day job.
But their
income status is different.
But they messing it up for
the
real...
The people that live off it as a career-wise,
exactly.
They do not appreciate that. But the people that are promoters are the one that's pushing that same culture forward, those culture vultures that are getting by with
the promoters
because of the promoters.
And the owners.
Promoters be like, I'd rather give this guy 150. He has that same playlist.
Exactly.
And I'm going to put him in from this time to this time because I'm not really expecting that much people here, there, and I'll save some money. So let me get that guy for $100.
And you can't really be mad. I wish we had Joe here to defend the promoters and stuff like that.
Where
is
Joe at?
But he's probably at the Ciroc event that was going today. They unveiled VS. So, but with that said, I do feel, how do I put it? I mean, you can't knock that hustle, bro, because at the end of the day,
everything's a hustle, but it's about respect.
All right.
How far are you going with your respect?
But it's not the same money that you're making in 2008 than you are now. So
there is. It's the problem is the way it's being milked out, distributed, because you have certain people that are key players to your team. And then you have like the leeches or the stragglers that add on to your party and help you get 5 or 10 more people. And then you have like the 3 main guys with like 10 people under them. You know this.
That's always been that.
You
but
know this.
There was way less venues before, so there was more money to be made. Now, if I don't let somebody come into my, you don't want to pay the $30 to get in, they could just go across the street for free. You understand? That creates a situation where it diminishes.
That's where the hookah thing came in, because they're like, yo, we're going to have a percentage off the hookah.
And that's retarded.
But now the hookah is like a whole. That's like,
yeah.
I think hookah is like drugs.
Yeah,
man,
but this is the shit. This is the shit. They just passed something. Idani's and them.
That's coming up.
No. That's, we already spoke about that. The whole hookah, you have to have a license now to serve hookah in a venue. You can't just have hookah. So if in the summer they are going to be coming in and, you know, and deading that situation where people smoking hookah in the club. But on that note, I want to bring in Jodeci, who is 24 years old. So she wasn't there in 2008. So just to hear her perspective and what her thoughts are on how, on maybe why we see it different, you know, because she wasn't there. Like,
yeah, tell us, Jodeci, tell us what from what you hear, from how we talk about how the nightlife was before your era, how do you feel like...
I'm not that old, though.
No. But
I'm not that young. I'm
no, sorry. But you are still 24 years old.
But still, I agree.
But the thing is that what do you... What do you feel is... Are we complaining? Are we whiners?
I feel like you guys are complaining. But at the end of the day, you guys are making your money. You gotta complain. I am speaking up.
So, do you go out clubbing a lot or no?
I used to.
You used to. What were your favorite clubs to go to? Let's start there.
What were my favorite clubs? I didn't really have any favorites.
Where did you used to go to more often?
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
Since she's part of a new generation coming up, how do you see the club nightlife now that you're entering into the club scene? How is it? What do you like about it? What do you dislike about it?
Well, right now I prefer to go to a day party or a brunch.
Why is that?
Yes.
Because I feel like it's... I don't have to flaunt that I got a bottle. I don't have to be twerking. I could actually be sitting down.
At what time
with my
is a day party,
girls.
Though?
What was happening 10 years ago is happening in the day parties now.
What time is a day party?
Well,
3 o'clock, right?
2. It starts at 2. People get there like around 3:30.
Wow, really?
Hit you with the what you're doing text at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
They can start the night off early. Osea, like if you go to work, right? And you have like a 9 to 5 and your lunch is at 3 o'clock, you could go to the club real quick and then go back to work.
Some people do.
That's crazy, bro.
But wait.
They get the llegado
para atrás. How many day parties is there? I thought it was just like on just weekends.
No,
I have no idea.
No, they do different things.
I know about afternoon parties and stuff. Uh-huh. But like, it usually be like Fridays or something.
Like, I'd rather go to a happy hour now.
I mean, that's always been around.
Yeah. I know.
Because you go to a sports bar or whatever just to watch the game.
I don't feel crowded. I'm not fighting for a seat.
See, but that's...
My feet are
her
not
perspective
hurting.
Because she's... Like she said, she don't want to be twerking or be with the body, so she's more reserved.
There's Which girl, is not there, bad.
There's other girls that just seek attention, so they go
they
about
love
it
that
different.
Sex anal.
They go about it different. They do it for the likes, like literally.
The fuck?
Stupid, bro.
And I'm not. All
right, so without Instagram,
why
without
is that
Instagram
on TV?
Or without crazy. Snapchat or Instagram, the topic, what intrigues you about the party life? Like, I'm not talking about like what you have to post up. I'm talking about the party itself, like what it, like
well,
the party nightlife.
If there's an artist, if whoever's showing up, like if, you know, like oh, I want to go see.
Does the DJ party. Play a factor?
Not anymore.
Oh,
everybody sounds the same, right?
Me rompió el corazón.
Yeah,
Danny's sad right now, bro.
Nah. Everybody sounds the same.
He's like, yo voy a botar este trabajo ya.
That's a whole other conversation.
On Sunday.
That's a whole other conversation.
You know how many times I heard te boté?
That's everywhere.
I heard that. I heard it like 9 times.
I had to play it on the way over here.
You counted it?
Yes. And then, and I'm just like, yo, but didn't we just hear this? Like, I get it. Me botaste, yeah, I get it.
They try to throw the whole track away.
Yeah.
Bota la canción.
Dije, well, Frankie. Like I mean, not Frankie, Cinco.
All right, this is what happened.
I wanted
that.
To ask Cinco
wait,
now.
As a DJ, I'm going to defend this topic right now.
Uh-huh.
Right, hold on.
So, right, why do DJs play?
I'm going to tell you why. There's about 5-6 DJs on that same party listing for the DJs in rotation of that party, right or wrong?
But no.
That's everybody true. Feels okay. entitled. They have to play the song that's popping right now.
No. But
that song is it.
What I was told, isn't it like there's a beginning why, DJ though. That just plays bachata and salsa, then the middle DJ.
That's the problem.
Like,
There's a ton of open-up DJs that show up at 11 o'clock and they're playing fucking Walk It Like I Talk It and God's Plan.
Wait.
Go ahead,
Jodeci. At 11 o'clock at night.
Go ahead, Jodeci.
Okay, they know you as a hip-hop DJ.
I'm going to describe it like this. Generically speaking.
Okay.
Each DJ has to do their job from whatever time they set to do. They're going to try to play the key records that are out for that for the day, whatever day, month we on. Because it brings more crowd participation as number one, and also the DJ doing his job playing the hits. Some people are stuck just playing a playlist of what's happening now than actually playing something old school because they don't know how old school to get mm-hmm. or what crowd to attract or play for them. So they'll play what's popping now because they'll know they'll get the attention or the reaction.
You know what I used to miss? I used to miss when DJs worked as a team. Remember that conversation that you would have with the other DJ in the middle of switching? Yo, what did you play?
Nah, it's a lot of remember egos. Remember that? All right, hold on. Let me see. 1 second. I go to the Serato.
You see all the greens.
I'll check the history. All right, thank you. And then keep it moving. And yeah. When they get
that's
off,
how you're supposed to do
there.
It. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Nah, a lot of people respect that, but I'll do it because I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. I miss the DJs that used to do that.
Like, they don't respect who's coming before them or after them.
They don't.
They just want their time to shine. Yeah. And that's why you hit Tebote 8 times in the night.
But there's a reason why people don't care. People don't care.
You see what I'm saying, right?
People want to hear Tebote 10 times in the night, bro.
That's not true.
They don't care.
No. That's not true.
Okay. So I have another question.
Like it.
Do you have to be the main DJ on the flyer?
What's the question?
Like, for instance... Do you have to be the main DJ? Your head has to be bigger than the other DJs.
This is a whole nother topic. We need a promoter on this one, but promoters have favoritism or go with, I should say, the bandwagon. Because at the end of the day, a promoter makes the party or makes the DJ. I come from an era where the DJ was built into that superstar. And they made him that person. Now, something that has a bandwagon... Or everybody's like, yo. They give light to that instead of pushing for what's yours. It's like you selling a product. If you're selling a shirt or selling whatever.
That's crazy, bro.
If you promote it, advertise it like the hottest shit ever, and you're pushing it that hard, you're going for that so people to see it that way.
That's crazy.
So these promoters belittle like the individuals. Like, they would put up a flyer, don't even ask you, what do you think about this flyer? How is it? Do you like this picture on here? Do you want
to
change that?
They'll just put it out.
They'll just put it out. Yo. And you see it out and you'll be like, okay. Yo, what the fuck? How you put my name smaller than this nigga? And this nigga just started this. And then it becomes a whole other thing.
I think I've seen it all when they started to use the bottle girls as the main attractions and put them on flyers.
They are
promoters. Promoters are putting themselves on flyers.
They are kind of a main attraction because they're eye candy.
Yeah.
So and then that makes sense.
It makes sense.
That have favoritism of some girls that treat them a certain way. I don't know what that
should
is.
Should a promoter's photo be bigger than the DJ's?
No.
The promoters want to be
on the flyer.
The only way that will happen if it's the promoter's birthday, that would make a lot of sense.
I don't think the promoter's picture should even be on the flyer.
Back in the day, the DJ's face wasn't on the flyer.
Nope.
Your name was on the flyer, bro. That's it. I know.
Your name holds weight. Your name. Yeah. They don't know who it is. You don't have to put a picture. Like, I don't care to put my picture. But I feel disrespected when it's like a guy comes after me. And his head
is bigger than yours.
And then he's bigger. Like, he's like the show. And I'm like, what is the show of this nigga? Like, what the fuck does he do?
Have you canceled parties because of that?
No, but I made him change the flyer. Or I wouldn't post it. How can I say this?
It's all about the respect that you got, bro.
Number one, it's about respect.
Yeah.
But you're not going to fuck up my credentials or my resume for what the fuck you believe your man is. I don't give a fuck who you are. This person is closing and he has something going for himself right now, so he's a main attraction. Cool. I understand it. That's how they're selling it. But if you go around and try to do that shit to me, like, on some... I have another question.
Nah. Let's say the main DJ is going to perform after you, but he's late.
That happens a lot.
All right, there's 3 things that can happen.
Okay.
The promoter either has to pay more for the extra time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or the DJ could refuse and just leave something playing and lead to his next gig.
I've seen that
because
happen.
Because he is not responsible, entitled, for what happens to the past DJ or whatever, because it's not his business. He could lose his future business or his pending business because of somebody else.
And on top of that, let's say with me, it happens a lot with me. Like, I'll look out for a promoter, right? Looking out for a promoter, I stay in the club because the guy is late. Not because this is true. A lot of guys do it. They'll stay in the club. They'll look out for the DJ that's late. You know, not naming nobody. And they won't look out for you.
Why are you pointing your knuckles at Danny?
And then if I have, no, I'm not pointing at Danny. Danny,
no.
If it's with me, Danny. As a matter of fact, Danny's not late. He's not one of those guys that's late. Right? Danny, don't be late.
My brother, I'm entitled to laugh.
I'm gonna tell you who's guaranteed. And I'm gonna say his name. I want him to hear the podcast. You gotta tell San Juan to come an hour and a half before
that's my guy, man.
My lane is be like 10-15 minutes, you know, 15 minutes tops.
You know what?
Yeah.
Be my lane.
10-15 But that's normal though. 10-15 minutes is normal, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. 10-15 minutes later.
This is the same. All right, but this is what happens.
Fashion to be late.
This is what happens. There's a lot of DJs
that is me
that get 3 drinks for free, 2 hookahs for free. Saca eso from what you're going to get paid, and you owe me $150. And this is me, because Joe isn't here, I got to defend the promoter.
Wait. That's a whole other thing. Yeah, you're over here charging regular customer prices when we're working together.
We're working together. So with that said, you know that there's... I'm going to be honest. DJs don't have a reality or a concept of real lifetime. Y'all just don't.
Okay. I got to defend that. I'm going to tell you why. There's a Libra scared of this. There's a balance beam, my nigga.
Okay.
The same way the promoters request the DJs for the discount or look out on your price, it makes up for that fucking time the niggas is late.
But you know what? I paid niggas cancellation fees because there was a typhoon outside. Like, I only could speak for myself, but I have been a third party to a lot of the business, and it's like DJs have their own sense of time and all that, and I get that.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you what it is, since we've talking about the 10 years to now. Prior to this, you only needed 2 fucking DJs a night at a club.
The 4 DJs is unnecessary. I don't know why they
this
do it.
This 4 or 5 DJ shit.
I don't know why they do it.
And then niggas rocking 3, 4. It's beneficial for us in a way.
The gimmick is, it's an extra promoter, technically.
Exactly. Exactly.
Promoters got lazy, and they just want
But the game's different.
Promoters got lazy.
The game's different.
Everyone got lazy, even DJs, bro.
Hold up. I'm going to tell you why the promoters got lazy. Because the new kids that came up weren't schooled by the people before them, and they were just party goers that were on the block.
Yeah, they got no home training.
And they just like, all right, I'm gonna drink and smoke for free. I don't need to make more than $100, and I'm good. So when you have that mentality, the great John Steele once told me many moons ago.
That's my guy. That's crazy. MVP.
Once told me many moons ago, don't ever do business with a person that takes your business as a hobby. And I've utilized that for the last 12, 13 years.
That's a
fact.
That sounds interesting, bro.
And there's a lot of people that are out there doing it as a hobby.
That is the problem. That is the problem.
Same with the DJs. You get higher results.
That's fact. Definitely the problem, bro.
So you got a lot of dudes that are like, lo que se hace. No, if I didn't make $500 for me,
Limpio.
I was tight. I'm mad. Because Danny got to pay his bills. Because Danny's a full-time DJ. Triple's a full-time DJ. So y'all paying your bills with this money.
That's how you eat.
Y'all can't. Whatever happens, happens. But you got a lot of whatever happens, happens people now. So results like, on top of that, the whole making waitresses, promoters too, that is like, that's not their job.
So Instagram got rid of printing flyers. You don't see flyer companies printing stuff. That's a waste of money.
That's true.
You just trying to go on Instagram.
And you know what's crazy though? Mind you, I used to do a lot of security, but then I also used to help out a lot of promoters and a lot of DJs. And I remember, I won't drop his name, but I used to be out with dude 3-4 o'clock in the morning taping posters and flyers.
You talking about Melvin?
Who?
Melvin?
No.
Melvin from Eros Lounge.
Melvin that
sales. Sales.
From,
okay. Melvin Santana. I'm out of Bronx, nigga, so whatever. Don't shake.
Don't go there.
But I'm gonna there's a couple people that I do wanna always praise. You know who had the greatest hustle? I say whatever you want. Nay, you go to the college campus, we don't throw their flyers and hand to hand.
I was doing his early parties.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was witness
he's
to that.
Always a super hustler. That aspect of the game is just not there no more. People got, I guess the internet, I guess we should leave it on that note. We could talk about this for years. But at the end of the day, the internet
very
ruined life.
So.
But the thing is that if you notice, everything is everything evolves. You went from records to CDs. Then you go from CDs to, like, you went to from
Bluetooth.
Taking,
from CDs to Bluetooth.
Yo, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Like right now, you go into a car. Let's say you rent a car. It's 2017, 2018. If you haven't paid attention to it yet, no car has a CD player.
Yeah, we don't need that no more.
No, man, you don't.
No more.
You know why?
But people still ask me, what's up with a mixtape? But mixtape is a CD.
Yeah.
But there's still people.
Really
there's people that are still old school. There's still people that have old cars, and they still want that.
What happens?
But the
now,
higher popular demand is no CD.
What happens now is they streams. They have the flash drives, and then they got your you got your phone. You usually use your phone now. Mm-hmm. Bluetooth is
Bluetooth everything.
That's crazy. I remember 8-tracks.
So this is crazy. Wow.
So then now
Frank got that.
Weed is gonna get rid of.
Not me.
I think the hookah thing got out of control as well. When I can't go to brunch with my son because at 2 p.m, there's people puffing outside. Like, that's crazy because to Chelo's light, smoking is smoking. So if you can't smoke a cigarette, how come you could puff a hookah but he can't puff his joint? You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Well, the cigarette fucking stinks. That's for one.
Yeah.
So does a hookah. Hookah smell good, bro.
Hookah got flavors. You got cinnamon mint. I want some right now. Where that?
I don't smoke hookah. I have benefited off the sale of hookah. The mint, I guess. The blue mist, I guess. But it smells better than a cigarette. But one could say that the weed smells better than all that. So, you know, my point is, if you can't smoke in public places, you can't smoke in public places.
I feel very uncomfortable if I'm in a lounge and there's a child and I'm like, damn, I can't smoke my hookah like right next to him. Yeah, I feel very uncomfortable.
That's one thing they're gonna stop, the hookahs and restaurants and stuff like that.
You need a certification now. Yeah, you need a license.
I'm doing security. Remember, I used to do comedy as well, right? Stand-up comedy. So the thing is that they used to hire me to do, like, for example, let's say a party jumped off at 10:30. That I would do a 9 o'clock show to like 10, and then 10 o'clock or 10:30, the party would pop off. But what I didn't like is when they used to hire me to do afternoon kids there. I don't really agree with kids being at places that serves alcohol. I don't like that.
Wait, come on, man. You go to Applebee's and still order alcohol, and it doesn't.
No. But that's a different, el ambiente diferente. Yeah.
No, he's talking about serving alcohol.
No, but I'm talking about to the extent of like it being, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you understand what I mean? Like, for example,
the smoke in the air. Yeah, I get that. That's polluting the air for kids. Yeah, of course.
But in Applebee's, of course, you could order alcohol. I can hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let's make it it's just sync.
You lowered the volume, right? That's what it was.
So we have come to the end of our show. We learned a lot. I learned a lot from this show. That single messing with the volume.
No, I'm not.
Look, so how come my voice just
trying
went
to
up?
Put your volume down?
You're an idiot, bro. And I'm still the loudest one.
Thank you for tuning in. This is episode number 2. Next week, episode 3. Look out for that. DJ Cinco, Frankelito, Chelo. Thank you, Danny S. Triple Threat.
Yeah. Bye.
The dash is digi, the schedule busy. My head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie. My cousins are crazy, my cousins like Boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her, look up, cause it's snowing in Tussies. Booked for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, this shit going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy F made me. And she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Your Money Records, the Army, the Navy. They ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trust in my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody said.
Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them youngins come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Man, Dre about to drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They knowin' the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tellin' my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tellin' my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you living like this, they supposed to hate.
America. I just checked my following, listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Get your money, let me. Get your money, let me. Get your money, let me. Get your money, let me.
no. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't catch you slipping, no. Look what I'm whipping, no. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Look how I'm living, no. Police be tripping, no. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm on Giddy. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Know that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Work it. Yeah. 100 bands.
Contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka. Blah.
America. I just checked my follow and listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
All I wanna do is go out trapping with the shoes. Wrist game froze, you should see the way we do it. Sexy little bitch, you throwing titties out the window. You from out of town, but you know what we get into.
All I wanna do is go out trapping with the shooters. Wrist on froze, you should see how I maneuver. Shorty says she down and up and flex with all the shooters. Shorty, all you gotta get ahead of all my shooters. I came in, I just pulled it off the lot. Sailing like a pirate, I came in with a yacht. I came up, I've been trapping out the spot. Tell me if you fuck it, cause it's backups if you're not. I'm just flexing, too hard. Threesome, session, two bros. Every time I step out, she lit. I just bought in Heisman, you bitch. Boy, them tryna catch me with the shooters. Snow, I'm down to catch one if you shoot us. And no more putting shooters in the Uber. Cause they can't hop back in it when they.
All I wanna do is go out trapping with the shooters. This game froze, you should see the way we do it. Sexy little bitch, you throwing titties at the window. You from out of town, yeah. But you know what we do.
LoMaximoProductions.com. DJ Cinco.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
I wanna press my light, yeah. I wanna press my. I wanna green light, I wanna be like. I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna take that ride, yeah. I'm gonna press my line. I wanna green light, I wanna be like. I wanna press my. Mama dear, spare your feelings. I'm reliving moments, feeling more residual.
I can
buy the building, burn the building, take your bitch, rebuild the building just to fuck some more.
I can justify my love for you and touch the sky, forgot to stop the beating wall.
Put the pussy on the pedestal. Put the pussy on the high hoops. That pussy to die for. That pussy to die for.
Heat a piper, pick the peppers. I can pick your brain and put your heart together. We depart the shady parts and party hard. The diamond shows the cool forever. My best shot just might shoot forever like.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind. You make everything feel fine. Where worry about those comments. I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time.